Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week really flew by. Time stops for none of us. And with the time we have left today, I want to draw us back into our story, a true story of conflict in a family. We are now at that part of the biblical text where Abram takes the initiative to go to his nephew Lot and to propose a solution to their growing familial conflict. Last time I introduced you to the first of several details about the approach Abram took to resolving this conflict. And the first one was this: Abram took the initiative. What I ran out of time to say yesterday was that Abram did that even though he was the older of the two gentlemen. Culturally, Abram made a move that broke with tradition. As the uncle, he had the right to refrain from making that step towards his nephew, but instead of abiding by cultural norms, Abram humbled himself and approached his nephew. Humility will go a long way in overcoming conflict between you and someone else in your family. But unfortunately, humility is not a common attitude these days. Instead, pride is etched deep within the soul of many of us. And where there is pride, there is always some measure of upheaval in the family unit. But in our text, Genesis 13, verse 8, we read this: "So Abram said to Lot." He takes the initiative, and I propose that we do the same. However, make sure you catch this next insight. Abram approaches Lot by first having identified correctly the reason for the conflict. You and I should not step into resolving a conflict with family members until we first identify the reasons, why the conflict arose in the first place. Just so we are clear on a Friday, we are looking at several details in how Abram resolved this conflict. The first detail was he took the initiative, and the second detail is Abram correctly identified why the tension had arisen in the first place. You might remember, if you've been here all week, that the reason there was a conflict is because the land on which both men and their many flocks and herds were located was too small for them both. They were on top of each other, with no natural boundary between them. Well, listen to what Abram says to Lot when he sees him in verses 8 and 9 of Genesis 13. "So Abram said to Lot, 'Please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me.'" Ah, yes, the issue is land. They need more land. Abram correctly identifies the problem and proposes that the real estate all around be used by one of them so as to create more space between their livestock. Abram says, "Please separate from me." The lesson is this: before we initiate a resolution to our own familial conflict, we should first quietly, sincerely, and with an open mind assess what is the true reason or reasons, plural, for our conflict. On Monday, we shall return to this story and find more details that can help us in our own conflicts. But this weekend, let's spend some time honestly assessing why we have tension within our families. Pull back, be quiet, pray and ask God to give you wisdom, take some notes, think critically about why the conflict is there, and perhaps begin to sketch out a solution. Do that, and then join me for the Monday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.